Huggy, 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 please tell me what's going on with these celebrities. Cause I just love your funny ways. Huggy, how I love to hear you say.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Huggy, what you watch last night?
Tom Civil J, last night, 87 Academy Awards should have been called the Noscars, because that's how many times I nodded off. 87 times. That damn NyQuil Patrick Harris with the nighttime snoring, born, ignoring host so you could rest medicine. Shiggity, I thought Walking Dead was on two channels last night, y'all. It came on with Neil Patrick Harris singing a musical montage of musical moving pictures, excuse me. And if it wasn't for Jack Black pulling a Kanye running up on stage, that bit wouldn't have been funny. Hell, he even gave Kanye a shout out last night. Neil said this Oscars was the best and whitest. I meant brightest. Don't know about it being the best, but it damn sure was the whitest. And who knew American Sniper made $300 of the $600 million of the Oscar-nominated movies? That Clint Eastwood made a killing at the box office, no pun intended. Yeah, but old Clint got reunited with his chair last night because he was a seat filler for himself. Best dressed was Lupita, who was dressed in nothing but pearls. J.K. Simmons went for Best Supporting Actor in a movie, Whiplash. The bootleg version starring Ray J was called Whip Ass. Anyway, J.K.'s speech, he told everyone to thank their parents if they still here. Don't call, text, tell them you love them. And I wonder how many grown folks still live at home with their parents yell, I love you, Mom and Dad, from the basement. Anyway, J.Lo had her golden glows out at the Oscars last night. Oh, my gluten-free memories, y'all. Oh, and I forgot to mention the Oscars had more black presenters than band members of Earth, Wind, and Fire this year, y'all. It's like I feel their Black History Month quota. I counted a 7.5 Kevin Hart, really 11, because I don't know what the hell happened to Terrence Howard. He was on the emotional Empire roller coaster. Anyway, highlights were Patricia Arquette, who won for Best Supporting Actress in Boyhood. And did you see John Singleton stood up and say, oh, you meant Boyhood. In a wage equality speech with Meryl Streep to her feet, Birdman won Best Picture, Julianne Moore, Best Actress in Still Alice. And who knew Eddie Redmayne would win Best Actor for his role in Theory of Everything? And basically, he got so much blown after that, Neil Patrick had to come out of his tighty-whities. The memorial left out Joan Rivers, and I know she is turning in her grave mad in hell.
Mad in hell.
And the highlight performance of the night was John Legend and Common. They won an Oscar for the original song Glory from the movie Selma. Their performance woke the crowd up, and their Oscar-winning speech really woke the crowd up, and pretty much after that, you know, the thrill was gone, and so am I.